Fans of music that is fast and loud, really loud, have lost someone important.
You know I'm going to lose, and gambling's for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby, I don't want to live forever.
Ian Kilmister, known as Lemmy, was the bassist, frontman, and founder of the band Motorhead. He died yesterday of cancer at the age of 70. NPR's Andrew Limbong has this story.
Lemmy kept Motorhead alive for decades, all while keeping up with his image as a rock god, hard-drinking, drugging, smoking guy. Also, he had an appreciation for Nazi paraphernalia. Lemmy did always have a thing for theatrics. In the 60s, he played guitar for a British band called the Rockin' Vickers. They played up the name by dressing the vicar part with black shirts and white collars. His career got louder when he picked up a bass and joined the spacey rock band Hawkwind. Lemmy sang lead on this song. It's called Silver Machine, and it became Hawkwind's biggest hit. He was kicked out of the band in 1975 for drug possession. He liked speed, he said. That's when Motorhead started. Motorhead was known for blending punk and metal and wearing a lot of black. They inspired Metallica. They palled around with Slayer. You can spot Lemmy in an old Sex Pistols music video. If you were in LA, there's a decent chance you would have seen him at the Rainbow Bar and Grill on the Sunset Strip. The band's official statement announcing his death said his favorite video game from the Rainbow was taken to his house after he got really sick. He died sitting in front of it. Motorhead has 22 studio records under its belt, and Lemmy kept up the live fast, live hard image to the end. The song I'm going to go out on is the first track of the last record, which came out this year. It's called Victory or Die, and it goes like this.
Victory or Die!
Andrew Limbong, NPR News.